Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
He offered to drive me up from the Laurels on his way home.
Ted? That was kind.
Yes, it was very kind. But I said that you or Tony would already be en route.
I left Tony clearing out the silage clam.
Well, thank you again for coming, Pat. I hope I'm not holding up our lunch.
No, I had to stick the veg on when we get back. We're having some of Tom's pork.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
So, Ted had come in to see Violet?
Yes. We sometimes meet up for a chat and a cup of tea.
Oh,
and you know what he brought with him this time? A lovely little enamel box he'd made.
Enamel? Oh.
Yes, beautifully decorated. Such lovely fine detail.
I think it must be quite a specialised technique. Does he go to classes or something?
No, he does it all at home. Apparently he's got his own little studio in the garden.
Well, they say every man should have a hobby.
Not just a hobby, Pat. He's a trained artist.
Yes, I remember you said.
And a very talented craftsman, too. That box was really quite exquisite.
Hello. Morning. Or should I say good afternoon? Oh, sorry to wake you, but if you don't get up soon, you'll be late for your shift at the Bull.
What time is it?
12:30. I've brought you some tea.
Thanks.
There. Are some of these clothes for the wash? I'll take them down now while I'm here.
Okay.
I heard you come in last night. Must have been quite late. It's okay, I went straight back to sleep. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, okay.
Good. I don't know how hungry you are. You'll need something before you go into work.
Oh, I'll have some toast, maybe.
Well, there are some sausages if you want. I could put them on for you.
Okay, yeah.
Do you have any plans for later, after your shift?
I don't know. I'll have to see how it goes.
Right. Well, I'll put these in the machine and get your breakfast on.
Okay, Mum, and thanks for the tea.
That's all right. Don't be too long, will you, love?
Last week at Grey Gables. Still can't quite believe it.
Not having second thoughts, are you?
No. It's just a bit weird, you know.
Well, it's bound to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
After all that time.
Well, 14 years since I started as a waiter. Oh, it doesn't feel that long.
No?
Well, big part of me life. There's a lot of things I'm going to miss.
Yeah?
I mean, you know, it's been great on the whole. I've been lucky. And the people, I mean, Ian, Katerina, even Linda.
And Caroline.
Oh, yeah, of course. I owe it all to her, don't I?
Well, it's easy to feel all warm and nostalgic about it now, but you've earned every penny of those wages.
Yeah. It's probably time I was moving on. I can't wait to get started at Lower Loxley.
Oh, it's going to be so nice for me too. Both of us working in the same place.
Yeah, well, there's a downside to every job.
What's it, you? Hey, Mum, Dad.
Oh, hi, babes.
Is Abby all right over there?
What?
She's not trying to eat those daisies again.
Nah, she's fine. She's just smelling them.
Are you coming inside soon?
Oh, not quite yet. Not till lunch is ready.
Why?
Because I got something to show you. I've just been through my South Africa photos on the computer.
What, all of them?
Dad, there's only 400.
Okay.
And there's some really gorgeous ones.
Yes. I've printed a lovely one for Alice to frame. Me, Nolly and Sipo in the pool together.
Oh, that's nice.
Alice is heading back to uni today, isn't she?
Yes. I think we'll have to post it now.
Well, it's no problem.
And now I've organised them all properly in order and added captions and everything.
Ooh, well done.
Oh, must have taken you a while.
So, can you come in and see them?
I don't think there's time for us to see them all, sweetheart.
Oh.
But not before lunch.
So, why don't we eat first and save them for after, eh?
Oh, There's some more bread if you like.
Oh, no, that's fine, Mum. I'm good.
It's almost time you were on your way.
Yeah, I'm all set to go.
I'll be out too while you're working. I'm going round to see Pat, just for a coffee.
OK.
Well, I haven't seen much of her recently. Not since Easter. Can't believe it's bank holiday tomorrow. But your exams must be starting soon. Your French?
Oh, yeah.
And your RS too?
And English.
Oh, yeah, but time goes so fast I find it hard to keep up. Would it be useful to print out a copy of your exam timetable and put it up somewhere?
Maybe.
Just to remind us.
OK, well, I'm off down the ball.
All right. I shall be back from Pat's by 3, so maybe I'll see you later.
Yeah, probably.
You're not going straight out from the ball?
No, I'll think I'll come home. Maybe do some revision.
Oh, all right. So you'll be here for tea?
Yeah, maybe. Bye then.
Bye.
I hope people don't think Jill's too old for the job.
No, that's just ageist nonsense. She'd make such a good counsellor.
Hello.
Oh, Kathy, hi.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Peggy. Oh, I hope I'm not gate crashing.
No, perfect timing. We were just talking about the parish elections.
Oh, well, don't let me interrupt.
No, it's time I was off anyway.
Oh, you don't have to rush, Peggy.
Oh, it's been very nice, but I really ought to go.
Oh, okay. I'll just go and give Tony a call.
Yeah, he's in the yard doing something to a tractor.
I'll find him.
So, Jill and Lillian are both standing for election this time. Two family members on the PC again.
Yes, let's hope so. They're both relying on my vote.
Oh, and what about the referendum? Have you made up your mind about that?
I think I finally understand how this AV is meant to work.
Yeah, it took me a while to get my head round it.
But that doesn't mean I think it's a good thing.
Well, it's a difficult one. But maybe it's time for a change.
The old system seems to have done us well enough.
You think so?
Tony?
Oh, better than some of these continental countries with all the bickering and horse trading that seems to go on.
Perhaps. But then if it's fairer overall, I mean, if it makes people feel their vote really counts.
I suppose no system's ever perfect.
No. Well, what was it Churchill said? Something about democracy being the worst form of government.
Apart from all the others that have been tried.
Tony's yes. Just on his way.
Oh, good. Well, Pat, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been lovely having you. Oh, and don't forget, Henry and Helen are calling round for tea tomorrow.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be quite a busy week for me.
Lots of visitors.
Phoebe wants Kate to bring her down to see me. And then Ted's invited me round to his house for coffee on Wednesday to show me the studio where he does his enamelling.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, goodbye, Pat.
Bye then.
Bye, Cathy.
Bye. Oh, Ted's her friend from the Laurels.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's rather sweet.
Yes, it is. He seems such a nice man. Proper old-fashioned gent. Just glad Peggy's got such a good friend.
So these are all from our last day at the Kruger National Park.
Oh, yeah. I love that one of the zebras.
Yeah. And you with the elephant poo, right?
Dad.
Sorry, go on.
Well, you know the one of the cheetah?
Oh,
You mean the cheetah doing its disappearing act?
Dad, that's because I didn't have time to zoom.
Yeah, I know.
But I edited it, and now it's really good.
OK.
You can see it really well. Where is it? There. Look.
Oh, yeah, you can, yeah.
There's its head.
Yeah, that's great.
Abby, cat.
Yes, Abby, it's a cheetah.
Meow.
No, Dad. They make the sort of weird yowling noise.
OK, I'm sorry.
Oh, and hey, did I show you this one?
Oh, yeah, you and your friend.
Mandisa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And she's a cousin of Nolly's.
Well, a sort of cousin, yeah. She's got so many. But Mandisa's my age, and she's really nice. I got to know her really well.
Yeah, he said.
She stayed with us for over a week. We hang out together nearly all the time. She was so sad when I had to go.
Oh, was she?
Yes. And she's still emailing me every day. At least once.
Oh.
Yeah, She keeps saying how much she's missing me. I'm missing her too.
Well, you can still keep in touch, can't you?
It's not the same, Dad. I mean, if I lived over there, we could be, like, proper friends.
Well, yeah, well...
Live there?
All right. I know I can't really, but if I did, then I could see her all the time.
You've got lots of friends over here too, haven't you, sweetheart?
Not like Mandy.
Well, maybe someday she'll come over here and see you.
I don't think so, Dad.
Anyway, we've still got all these pictures to go, yes? Come on. I want to see some more zebras.
It's such a relief, Pat. You've no idea.
Mm. Even if he's out a lot of the time and doesn't get in till late, at least we're back under the same roof again.
And he's still keeping on his work at the Bull?
Yes, I can't say I'm over the moon about it, with his exams coming up.
Mm.
But I'm keeping quiet for now.
So, what do you think tipped the balance and made him come home?
Oh, well, it's hard to be sure. Perhaps after I finally managed to talk to him last week. I just wanted him to understand that I miss him. And if it worked, well, I can't complain.
I assume he's not too keen to talk about it.
Oh, we are talking, but safe subjects only.
Yeah, I see.
I don't say too much that might rock the boat. So I just play the doting mother, cooking his meals, doing his washing, tidying up after him.
Okay.
I know it's not good for him, for either of us. But there you go.
Oh, I've been there too, Kathy. I know how it feels.
And it's not just that. I've had to make another big compromise.
Oh?
About his schooling. I've promised him that I won't pressure him to go on and take his A-levels. If he wants to leave, that's up to him.
Well, I think you've made the right decision. Oh.
Thanks, Pat. That helps.
One step at a time. You've just got to see him through his GCSEs first. Plenty of time for him to think about his future after that.
Yes, and at least he seems to be planning to sit his exams.
Oh, that's a good sign, I suppose.
He was even talking about starting some revision this afternoon.
Oh, even better.
If it happens. So, I'll have to cross my fingers and hope he means it.
Hey. You're not still stuck at that computer.
I'm still doing this stuff for the RPA form.
Okay. Well, Eddie's milking this afternoon. It's stopped raining. I've got half an hour to spare. Why don't we stroll up by Marnie's and see how the silage is coming up?
I was up there at the weekend.
Yeah, but I wasn't. Come on, it'll do you good. You've been sitting in here since your lunch.
Yeah, because I need to get this done. If we don't get it off soon, we'll never get it off.
Okay, I know. It doesn't have to go off this afternoon. It's a bank holiday. Come on.
Ruth.
Please. You could finish that later. I don't want to go on my own.
Okay. Just for half an hour.
No. Oh, go on then, just one more.
Mum?
Oh, hello, Lon. You finishing the playment?
What's this? What are you hiding there?
Hiding what?
Come on, I can see.
Oh, you mean these here?
Oh, more sweeties.
Well, it stops me wanting a smoke.
Yeah, fine. You go ahead, Mum. Do whatever you have to.
All right. Though I know I'm putting on weight, aren't I?
Are you?
Well, couple of pounds, maybe. I don't go near the scales.
It doesn't show.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Not to me, anyway.
Well, even if I have, it's got to be worth it. I've not touched a ciggy since before the holidays.
Okay, I believe you.
Not that I'd have a chance with a one-man nicotine squad on my tail.
Can them?
Yeah. Watching me like a hawk, following my every move.
Mm. So that's why you stayed over at the weekend?
You don't mind, do you, love?
Me, no.
Well, I mean, it's your home and all.
Mum, it's fine, honest.
Thanks. Anyway, it's all a lot simpler now that our lodger's moved on.
Jamie.
Yeah, now he's back with his mum, it's one less complication to deal with. Yeah. The way things are between him and Kenton.
Yeah.
And they won't have got no better since last Friday, that's for sure.
Well, he seems to be doing okay in the kitchen.
Hey!
Oh, hello, darling.
Oh, yeah. How's my favourite barmaid this afternoon?
Oh, all the better for seeing you.
Mum, oh. I'm going to pop into town later, is that okay?
Yeah.
Well, not for long. I'll be back before it gets busy again.
Before you go, can you and Reese hold the fort for a bit?
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah, I'm going to whisk her away for an hour or so.
Not Monte Carlo again.
Well, I was thinking more Lakey Hill, actually.
Well, that sounds just fine. Oh, Fallon, love, you take these?
Oh, I love those. Can I?
You better grab them quick before Mum finishes the lot.
Look, just put them away. Get them out of my sight.
Okay, if you like. Have a nice time.
Thanks.
Sure.
You will.
You know your problem. You just have an addictive personality.
Oh, do I?
You're very addictive.
This field's coming on okay anyway. Made up for lost time.
Yeah.
So, as long as it doesn't turn cold again, we can take our first cut in about 3 weeks' time?
Yeah, like I said.
Okay. Well, it's nice for me to see it with my own eyes. And the moor's all greased up and ready to go. We'll have to see if Eddie can come and do some hauling for us.
Tom's already lined up to help.
Oh, great. So all we need now is some decent weather.
Yeah. Okay, so, shall we...
No rush. My half hour's not quite up yet. We can take another couple of minutes. Enjoy the sunshine.
Oh, if you like.
I had a chat with Alistair when he came to see that calf. Not a happy man.
Oh, why's that?
After they lost their first match of the season.
Oh, yeah, Wimbledon.
All because they've lost their star player. He asked me if I could twist your arm a bit, persuade you to reconsider.
Oh, it's not very likely, is it?
Well, I'm not saying you should, but it's a nice compliment. Oh, listen. Skylark. Oh, really feels like summer's on its way. Hey, and tell you what, before we start the silage, we should take a night off and go out somewhere, hey?
Hmm.
Or even if it's just to a film, or maybe that Italian place in Hollerton.
Maybe.
Just get out of the house and do something different. You don't sound so keen.
Well, I don't know. We're both tired enough already without adding a late night.
Well, never mind that. It would do us good. Okay, I know there's always work to be done, but you can't keep this pace up forever without a break.
I'm okay, don't worry, I'm fine.
David...
Not this week, Ruth. Maybe later, after the silage. Let's see how it goes, eh?
Oh, Jolene!
Come on! I've got to burn off some more of these calories.
Yeah. But...
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt you to lose a pound or two either.
Oh, please. Can we just stop? Just for a minute.
Okay. Oh, you are just so out of condition.
A little bit of walk, you said, not a forced march.
Well, if you can't take the pace...
Oh, you sadist. Anyway, we might as well enjoy the view now that we're up here.
Yeah. Mm. All the new leaves. And that hawthorn blossom coming on, see?
Yeah. Oh, here, here. Look, try this.
Grass? What do I want grass for?
Good. Chew the stem, just there. See? It's nice and sweet.
What?
It's good, it'll stop you craving all those sweet things.
Kenton.
Yeah. Go on, go on, go on, try it. Nice grass.
Get off, little cow. And I'm not that desperate, honest.
Okay.
Anyhow, who needs sweets when I got you here, eh? Oh, this is nice. Sun on my face. Takes me right back to Monte Carlo.
Yeah, yeah. Well, minus the odd cafe and casino.
Oh, so good though, wasn't it? I still think back to it when I'm busy in the bar.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, and since then, haven't you around?
It's been so lovely.
Well, I wish that I could stay around more.
Now, look, I understand. Mm. Just have to make the most of you while I got you, won't I?
Sounds good to me.
Mm. At least while you are around, we've got the place to ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, apart from Fallon.
Yeah, and I'm guessing Jamie must be doing reasonably okay with Kathy, or would have landed back with you again.
Well, he's much better off at home. And we've got you to thank for that.
Me? No.
Yeah. Whatever you said to him on Friday must have got through to him somehow.
Mad! Bought just a shopping mall on a bank holiday.
Hey, Fallon. I know, isn't it depressing?
Knew this was a mistake.
Oh, don't say that. I shouldn't be here at all.
So what's your excuse?
Well, I really should be at home revising, but I desperately needed some new leggings and an eyeliner, so...
Oh, well, no contest then.
I better run, I guess.
Right.
Unless you want a quick coffee.
Oh, well, I would.
No, sorry, bad idea.
No, I don't want to lead you astray. If you've got your exams coming up.
Oh, please don't remind me. It's just as well Izzy and I didn't make it to Barcelona over Easter, really. I've got so much to do in the next few weeks.
Ouch.
I'm revising for biology and business studies. Plus, I've got a music composition to hand in for tomorrow.
Mm, no coffee, then.
No. If I don't get a B and two Cs, I won't get into uni.
Hey, don't worry. You'll do it easy.
Anyway, how are things with you?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Okay.
Good?
Your mum's been on really good form, so that helps.
Oh, yeah. How are things with her and Uncle Kenton?
Good, yeah. It's quite sweet, really. When he's not there, he's texting her all the time, like a couple of kids. And Jamie's moved out and gone back to his mum, so that's good, too.
Yeah, I heard.
Maybe the girlfriend's been a good influence.
Oh, well, she was.
Okay.
Well, it's all over now. They've split up.
Well, that's a shame. She seemed like a nice girl.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Okay, well, better leave you two shopping then. And good luck with the revision.
Two shires, a lemonade and a couple of G&Ts for the garden.
Right.
Can you do the shorts while I do the beers?
Yeah, sure. These'll have to be my last, though.
Oh, look, I can manage if you need to get to Jack's.
No, I'll call Leslie. She'll be okay for another half hour or so. Bit slow tonight, she reckons. Looks like everybody's come out here instead.
Well, I'm not complaining.
All still determined to holiday?
Oh, and I got a text from Jamie.
Oh?
Yeah, just to say he's still on for his shifts next weekend.
Okay. So he's not letting his exams stand in the way of his work, then?
Yeah, but it also shows that he's not holding a big grudge against us, even after your talk.
Well, not against you. It's me who's the bad guy here.
Oh, you don't know that?
Come on, the way that he totally blanked me over the weekend.
So you laid it on the line. At least you treated him like a grown-up. Maybe he respects you for that.
No. My guess is it's blown away whatever tiny lingering shred of respect he might have been holding on to.
I couldn't find the leggings I wanted, but I got these really nice earrings.
Oh, so that's the result then?
It was so busy though, like crazy. That's why it took me so long.
Okay, well, we're almost ready to eat. 10 minutes.
Oh, maybe I'll wait to do some work after.
I don't know where the boys are, up on the computer.
So what about Dad? Did you get him to take some time out?
Oh, I did my best. I got him down as far as Marnie's. But... Oh, I don't know. He's so wound up, he just won't let go and relax.
No, he was the same when I tried last week.
So I'm not sure what else we can... Oh. Okay, if you want to help me set the table.
Oh, you're back then.
Hi, Dad.
Tea's almost done.
Okay.
Hey, Dad, do you want to see some real Borchester bling?
What?
I bought these amazing earrings. They're just so over the top.
Oh.
There, look. What do you think, Dad? Elegant or what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. They really suit you.
That's good, because I can't take them back anyway. Right, I'm going to go get changed.
Table?
Yeah, I'll do it in a sec.
Okay.
Oh, why are you both here?
Yeah.
Well, I've got a... I mean, there's someone coming round on Thursday.
Oh?
Yeah, a friend. He's picking me up and then we're going out.
He?
Yeah, he's like someone I've been hanging out with. His name's Spencer.
Right.
Well, I suppose he's sort of my new boyfriend, really.
Oh.
Boyfriend?
Yeah, so if you're going to be around, maybe you'd like to meet him?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
We'd like that very much.
So David and Ruth have got their fingers crossed. And they'll be meeting this new boyfriend later in the week.
Good for Pip. I thought she had a bit of a spring in her step.
Yes. I really hope it works out for her this time. So, Lillian, what are you up to over here? It's not like you to be admiring the wildlife.
And I was just looking at the state of this verge.
Oh?
Well, you must have noticed, surely, Jill. It's so untidy. A real eyesore.
Well, I suppose it is a bit overgrown.
Overgrown? It's a wilderness.
Yes, right. You can see Grandma.
Oh, morning, Emma.
Morning.
I suppose it's ever been properly managed.
Oh, hello, Kira. Oh, look at her.
Yeah, she's very lively this morning, aren't you?
Yes. Oh, so sweet.
She was the same at 2 a.m. as well.
Oh, bless her.
Now, what about our younger constituency? What's your take on this, Emma?
On what?
This verge, this scrubby bit of wasteland you must walk past almost every day.
Oh, well, can't say I've really noticed it.
No?
Well, it's just a verge.
Yeah, well, I have, and all the other bits of wasteland around the village, and I've come up with a perfect solution.
Oh?
Yeah, a plan that I shall put to the parish council when I... if I'm re-elected on Thursday.
Oh?
What is it, then?
Quite simple, but brilliant, darlings. We invite local firms to sponsor their own bit of verge and renovate it.
Renovate?
Mm-hmm. Cut it, reseed it, plant some pretty flower beds, smarten it up. So we end up with a nice, tidy village without it costing the taxpayer a penny.
I see.
And what do the firms get out of it?
Well...
yes, there must be something.
A small sign, perhaps, to show what they've done.
Oh. So you and Matt could put one up saying... this verge sponsored by Amside?
Well, yes, or any other firm.
I see.
But what's there not to like? Or don't you want us to live in a prettier village?
Oh, I'm all in favour of that. In fact, I'm working on a plan of my own.
Oh, come on, do tell us.
I'd like Ambridge to enter the Britain in Bloom contest next year.
Britain in Bloom?
Well, we're probably too late this year, but...
isn't that all window boxes and hanging baskets?
Oh, no, it's much more than that. It would involve the whole community. And everyone would be encouraged to make the best of their gardens, too.
Oh, well, that sounds nice.
If Linda and I are elected, we'll put our plan to the parish council.
Linda?
Yes. She's going to help me organise it.
Oh, is she now?
So, how was your lunch with... Angus.
Mm. Oh, yes, it was fun. He was on top form.
Good.
Spent most of it telling me this wonderfully complicated story about his old uncle with an artificial leg who used to hunt with a quorn.
Well, I'm sorry to have missed that.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much of it was true, of course.
And is he coming to judge the puppy show?
Oh, yes, yeah. I didn't really need to ask. It was already in his diary.
Good.
Well, he's done it every year for the past, however many years.
Good old Angus.
Yeah, all right. I know you think he's a bit of a duffer, but...
When did I ever say that?
But he knows his hounds. He's been huntsman for the North Borsetshire since... oh, I say, is that coffee fresh?
Mm, yeah, help yourself.
Strong and black, I think.
Yes. I'd say you must have had a very good lunch indeed.
It's all right. I didn't bring the car. I walked up over the fields.
Can you just hold on while I call reception?
Only 4 weeks till the show. I'll have to get busy with those invitations.
Oh, hello, Linda. Oh,
and
Katerina. I'll
go and check the show ring in case there's been any frost.
So where is she? Oh, I see.
Hello. Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, it's all right, thanks, she's here. Bye.
I'm sorry to disturb you both. I'm just doing a quick round of the staff.
I was trying to phone you about the cancellation for room 21.
Yes, I'll see to that as soon as I'm back at my desk.
Yes, all right.
I've got a leaving card here for Roy.
Oh.
And if there are any more last-minute contributions towards his present?
Oh, you've got mine.
Oh, here, let me,
Oh.
Oliver... mm. Mine was from both of us.
No, I'd like to chip in. See what I've got. Here.
Oh, thank you, Oliver. That's most generous.
Oh, you're welcome.
Ah, good. Well, I'll leave you the card to sign and get back to reception.
Yes, right.
Bye, Oliver. And thanks again.
Bye. Oh, I say, nice coffee.
That was very generous of you.
You think it was too much?
No, no. We're all going to miss him. It'd be nice to get him something really special.
OK, George, I guess which hand?
That one.
Yeah, well done. Here you go.
What is it?
Here, look. It's a space warrior.
Yes!
Oh, he's a lucky boy, then.
He's got this plasma gun and he's got full body armour. Pow, 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 got ya!
No, you're dead. Zab.
Right, there you go. You got the full set now. Tell you what, when I'm back, we'll get your starfighter out and we'll have a proper battle. How about that, eh?
Oh, can't we do it now?
George.
Now, when I'm finished milking, okay? So you be a good boy.
I'm going to start it now.
Shh. Yeah, don't waste them all. Leave a few for me.
Well done. That was good timing.
I should keep him happy for a while.
Yeah. Oh, and I think Kira's due a change. Come on, sweetheart.
Oh, are you okay to hang out this washing? It's just, I've got to crack on with the milking.
Yeah, you're okay. I'll do it when I've sorted this one.
Right. You know, I think it's helped George a lot, us both making a bit of fuss of him.
Yeah. Oh, Ed, I had a call from Will this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah, he says, well, he's offered to have George stay over again Thursday night.
Oh. What, you think that's a good idea?
Well, it would take the pressure off me.
Hmm.
You think I should turn him down?
No. If it helps you out, it's fine by me.
It's not just about the gardens. We'd have to think about the public spaces too.
Oh, yes, of course. And we'd have to involve the local businesses as well. Start by talking to Jolene, maybe?
Well, it is rather early days yet. I wonder if we ought to wait until after the elections.
Oh, do you really think we should?
It might sound a bit presumptuous.
Hmm.
I mean, one or even both of us mightn't get elected.
Well, there is that possibility, I suppose.
But, well, perhaps there's no harm in sounding Jolene out.
But whoever gets voted in, we'd still want the scheme to go ahead.
Well, of course.
And we ought to try and publicise it as much as we can before Thursday, so that people can make an informed decision at the ballot box.
Yes, that's true. An informed decision.
Hmm.
Oh, by the way, you mentioned local businesses. Well, I spoke to Lillian this morning, and she's planning a scheme of her own.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
Hey, go on, girls.
Well, it was my own fault. Never discussed politics with Jim Lloyd.
So, was this the, what's it, referendum?
Yeah, I ended up getting quite hot under the collar.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I really shouldn't let Jim get to me, but, you know...
Yeah, I'm not too sure what all the fuss is about myself.
Well...
Move on!
If it goes through, it could affect us all.
Might not bother to vote, to be honest.
Really?
See how busy I am on Thursday.
Well, it's up to you, of course. Ah! Here's Caroline.
Right, well, I'll get this lot back out then. See ya.
Yeah, see you, Ed.
Come on, girls.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello.
Oh, poor thing. You've had a long afternoon.
No worse than usual.
And you've brought some work home?
Yeah, just a few files.
Here, let me take them for you.
Printouts of our conference bookings. I might spend half an hour going through them after supper. I need to get myself up to speed.
So, is this a sign of things to come?
No. Well, yes, I may be a little busier during the handover period, but I'm sure I'll soon adjust to the new routine.
Mm. I suppose Roy might have second thoughts and decide to come back.
Oliver.
Sorry, wishful thinking.
Look, I'm not saying it hasn't been a real blow for me to lose him. I've never pretended otherwise. But if he chooses to move on, who am I to try and stop him?
But do you think he's making a big mistake?
Perhaps. He's joining a much smaller market. There are plenty of other management jobs in the hotel business, but there aren't many places like Lower Loxley.
Yeah, see what you mean.
So I hope he doesn't come to regret his decision as much as I do.
Have you heard from James over the last few days?
No, not a squeak.
Oh. Robert's not heard from Leonie either. Apart from her text to say how much she'd enjoyed her visit.
Well, in James's case, it usually means he's too busy having a good time to call me.
Well, yes, I expect that's it. They did seem so happy together, so well suited.
Yeah. Anyway, if you'll excuse me, darling, my laptop's calling. Still got work to do.
Oh, yes, I shan't hold you up any longer.
Such a lovely evening. I couldn't bear to sit indoors.
Though if I have to wait much longer for this page to download, it'll be dark anyway.
Well, perhaps you're too far from your router out here.
No, it's not the router. It's our pathetic excuse for a broadband connection.
Ah, yes.
So slow, you'd think we're back in the Stone Age out here.
Have you complained to your ISP?
Till I'm blue in the face, darling. They just say we're too far from the exchange.
Well, you're by no means alone. Much of the village has the same problem.
Yeah. That's why I'm campaigning for faster speeds in my manifesto.
Yes, I noticed.
Oh, last.
Oh, and Lillian.
What?
About your campaign. I've just heard about your scheme to tidy up areas of local wasteland.
Oh, good. I hoped the word would be getting around.
Well, yes, but do you really think it's such a good idea? You see, what you call patches of wasteland are actually valuable wildlife habitats.
Oh, Linda. Linda, please, you can't be serious.
Yes, I am. Of course I am. I'm perfectly serious.
A few patches of scrubby verge covered in weeds.
Not weeds, Lillian. Wild flora. They provide food and cover for birds and butterflies and small rodents.
Oh, come on, darling. Now pull the other one. Nick should be telling me they're miniature wildlife parks.
Well, yes. Yes, in a way they are. By what you call tidying up, we'd be losing a vital part of the village's rural character.
Now, look, you can't lecture me about the evils of tidying up. What about your guerrilla gardening?
Oh, that's not the same at all.
And now you and Jill want us to enter the Britain in Bloom contest.
Lillian, that's quite different.
Well, excuse me, but I don't see how. Floral clocks and potted geraniums.
Our plan also includes making the best use of our existing wildlife habitats. Not suburbanising them to gain some cheap publicity for local firms.
Just a minute, darling. You accuse me of suburbanisation. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black.
All right, all right. I don't want us to fall out over this, Lillian. Especially not now with our new family connection.
Well, it was you who started it, not me.
Yes, all right. I shan't say another word. We'll let the voters decide.
That suits me fine, darling.
I'm bound to think that my plan is far more in touch with the spirit of our local community. And I've no doubt you feel the same about yours.
Of course.
So, on Friday morning, we'll find out which of us is right.
All right, Mia, let me undo your seatbelt.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know.
I'm hungry too.
Yeah, let me get Mia out and then we'll go into the house.
Can I have some crisps?
There. Oh. Right, have you got your picture?
Yes.
Good girl.
Hello.
Oh, hello. You back for tea?
No, I just come to pick up a new gas valve for the incubator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they delivered it here instead of down at the pens.
Oh, is the front door unlocked?
Yep, I heard you coming, so...
Can I go in?
All right, you go on in, Mia. I'll just get the shop in.
Oh, it's okay here. Let me do that.
Oh, thanks, Will. I called in at the shop on the way down.
Yeah, I'm in no big rush. I've got half an hour.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, and if we get the kids settled, you know... Maybe we could sit down and have a cup of tea and a chat, you know?
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
Right. Well, you see, Nick...
Well, let's go on in, shall we?
Wait. You see, it's like... Over the last few days, I've been doing some more thinking.
Oh.
Well, I know you don't seem so keen to talk it over, but...
Well, how do you mean? Talk what over, exactly?
Well, it seems like whenever I try, it's never the right time for you, or... We get interrupted by the kids.
Oh, I'm sorry, Will. I know we've not had much, you know, time to ourselves these last few days, but...
No, I didn't mean that. Well, we could have a chat about it now.
Oh, you know what I've gone and done?
What?
I forgot to buy the milk. Oh, God, that's the main thing I went in for.
Oh.
Oh, how stupid is that?
Well, couldn't you fetch it later?
No, we're completely out. There's none in the house. I have to go back and get it now.
And you printed that out just for me?
Well, I did a picture for Alice, and I thought you'd like some too.
Oh, that is kind. I do so love elephants. They're such magnificent creatures.
And there's another one. Here.
Oh, let's see.
That's me and Mum in Soweto.
Soweto? Gosh.
It was really cool. We went on a tour. We'd been to the Apartheid Museum.
Really?
Yes, and... That behind us is a massive mural of Nelson Mandela.
Yes, I can see. It's very colourful.
Oh, it was all so amazing. I so want to go back.
Do you?
Oh, yes. maybe when Mum goes back after her course.
Really? As soon as that?
OK. Maybe not straight away, but as soon as I can.
Well, you've had a lovely holiday. But now you're back, I do think you need to settle down and concentrate on your schoolwork.
Maybe.
Where has Kate got to? Still out in the garden?
Yes. Moving that big pot for you.
Oh, that's kind of her.
There's a man out there too.
A man? Oh.
I can't see who.
Oh, goodness, that must be Ted. He's taking me round to his house for a coffee.
Okay.
And to have a look at the studio. Oh, I hadn't noticed the time.
We'll probably have to go now anyway. I need to be back home for tea before Abby's bath time.
Well, thank you so much for coming round and for your lovely photos. I'll put them in my album.
Hello, Peggy.
Hello, Ted. Come on through. We're in here.
Oh, I hope you don't mind. Your granddaughter said I should come on in.
Of course.
I'm not too early for you, am I?
No, I'm almost ready. Have you met my great-granddaughter, Phoebe?
Oh, hello, Phoebe.
Hello.
Delighted to meet you. And your mother, too. She's been telling me all about your holiday in South Africa.
Yes, it was amazing.
Oh, Ted, before I forget, Jill's in Borchester and she's offered to pick me up from your house on her way home.
Are you sure?
Yes, it'll save you another journey.
Oh, right then.
Well, shall we see these two off? Then we'll be on our way.
Just the milk and some of these. I think the kids deserve a little treat, being as I had to drag them out again. Oh, I can't believe I forgot to buy milk. Must be totally losing it.
Wait till you get to my age.
What, you mean it gets worse?
Let's say it doesn't get any better.
That's not slowed you down at all, has it? Working in here and, well, now standing for the parish council, eh?
Well, they say it helps to keep active.
And you and Linda getting Ambridge into the Britain in Bloom contest.
Well, it's just a plan as yet. It may not happen.
Oh, but I think it's a great idea. We should definitely go ahead.
Do you?
I mean, I don't know much about growing flowers or gardening.
You don't have to be an expert. Everyone can take part.
Well, that's what I like about it.
That's 3.20, please.
I mean, there's a sense of everyone working together. Much better than just a few rich businesses sponsoring a bit of old wasteland or something.
Oh, so you've heard about Lillian's plan?
Well, to be honest with you, Jill, I think your idea is much better.
Thank you, Nick.
So good luck in the election tomorrow.
So you see, even though this is quite a small piece of metal, it still needs a lot of work with the wire wool before we're ready to start.
Yes, I see.
It has to be absolutely clean and shiny.
So, lots of polishing.
Yes. Now, the next stage is to choose the colours.
Oh, so many different shades.
It's powdered glass. It's very fine. So you have to use it carefully. How about this turquoise?
Oh, that looks lovely.
OK, we'll start with that then. We can always get more ambitious and add some other colours later. The basic technique is pretty straightforward. We sprinkle on the powdered glass, taking care to keep it evenly spread, and then pop it into the kiln. That's all there is to it, really.
I'm sure it's not quite as simple as that. Looking at some of the beautiful things you've produced, I can see that there's a lot of artistry involved.
Well, maybe. Shall we finish our coffee? Then we can get going.
Yes.
Here, do have a seat. It's quite clean.
Such a cosy little studio out here in the garden.
Stuffed full of all my junk.
Must be wonderful to come down here and get busy with your work and put away all your troubles.
Well, it helps to keep me sane.
Yes.
It was jolly nice for me to be able to get to meet Kate and Phoebe. She does seem a sweet girl.
Phoebe, yes, she is. But I do worry.
Oh?
Phoebe's holiday in South Africa. I'm sure she did have a wonderful time, but it does seem to have taken over her life. She doesn't talk about anything else.
Yes, I gathered.
It's quite an obsession, and Kate seems to be doing everything she can to encourage it.
Really?
Oh, yes. I just hope that it doesn't lead to yet more upset.
OK, so have you got everything?
Yes, I think so.
Great. So we ought to be getting you home.
Oh, but can't I stay a bit longer? I could do my homework here. I've got all my books.
Well, no, I don't want you in trouble with your dad and Hayley.
They won't mind.
10 minutes, all right?
Yes.
Then I'll have to take you back.
So I can finish this email?
Yeah, okay.
Thanks.
Better clean up a bit before Mum gets in.
I'm just replying to Mandisa. She sent me some pictures of her friend's birthday party.
That's nice.
Here, look, I'll show you. Oh. There.
Oh, yeah. Oh, poolside party, very cool.
It looks amazing. I wish I could have been there. Oh,
well, who knows? You might be over there visiting for the next one.
Mandisa still wants me to go and live there.
Does she?
Oh, yeah, she keeps saying it.
Oh.
We've kind of got this plan, where I move in next door to her, and we both go to the same school and hang out together.
Okay.
I know. Sad, really.
No, it's not sad at all. It's great that she wants you to be there.
It's never going to happen, though.
Oh, well, maybe not you living next door to Mandisa, but, well, there's no reason why you can't come and stay with us for a while.
What? Mum, are you serious?
Yes, why not?
You mean, like, really stay, not just a holiday?
Yes, a few months.
Wow.
Maybe longer, if that's what you'd like.
Oh, would I? Oh, yeah, it would just be so cool.
Well, it'd be great for me too to have you there.
So when? How soon?
Oh, wait, slow down a bit. Don't get too excited. Oh. One thing at a time, eh? We'd have to sort a few things out first before we can make any plans.
Oh.
Like, you know, school arrangements and boring stuff. Talk to Roy and Hayley.
But I can really do it. I can really come and live with you.
Maybe. Well, yes. Though I'm not making any promises.
Oh, please, please, please.
Just you let me think about it, okay?
There. Are you in?
Yep, I'm fine. I'm sorry I was a bit late. I hope it wasn't too awkward for you. No, Jill, it was fine. Thank you for picking me up.
If I'd had more time, I'd have liked to come in and see Ted's studio.
Well, next time, perhaps.
So how was it? Did you learn all about enamelling?
Oh, yes, it was fascinating. Ted showed me how to add the colour and then fire it in the kiln.
Ooh.
It's got dozens of different shades, all made of very fine powdered glass.
And it goes hard in the kiln?
Yes, almost like magic. Comes out very smooth and shiny and delicate.
That does sound interesting.
Yes, and he's asked me to come round again so I can try it for myself.
And will you?
Well, lately I have found myself with time on my hands. When I'm not visiting Jack, of course.
Oh, yes.
It's been a long time since I tried any kind of craft. But then I thought, you're never too old to learn.
Absolutely not.
So, yes, I think I will.
Oh, that's it. I'm knackered.
Oh, it's been a long afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have a bath.
Want your tea first?
No, you go on. I'll have mine after.
Oh, I don't mind waiting. Kids have had theirs.
Yeah, if you like.
Oh, otherwise, we're getting like ships in the night. Like this afternoon. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Still, got plenty of milk now anyway. You can sit down after your tea and have a nice relax, eh?
Well, I've still got to go back up and check the pens.
Oh, well, you know, after that then.
Well, then I reckon I'll go to bed. I've got another early start tomorrow.
Oh, okay then.
Then tomorrow afternoon I'm going to pick George up after school and take him down the pens. He can help me put the chicks out for the incubators.
Oh, yeah, he'll like that.
Yeah, it'll be nice for me too.
You check that out with Ed and Emma?
Yeah, of course. And, Nick, I'm going to talk to Emma and see if George can stay over a bit more often.
Do you think she'll be okay with that?
I won't know till I ask, will I?
No.
But I can't see why not. She's got her hands full with Kira.
That's true, I suppose.
And this is my big chance, isn't it? I mean to spend more time with George and get closer to him. So we can build up a proper relationship again.
Oh, I'm really pleased you're doing that, Will.
Yeah. Well, he's my son, after all.
Yeah.
So you don't mind if I say that to Emma?
You don't have to ask, Will. Of course I don't mind.
Go on. Get in there. Biff, quiet.
David!
Have you seen Bert anywhere?
He's on his way. Oh, and Pip's back too.
Already?
She's going to revise.
Oh, we've not even started yet. I want to get out with a spreader later in case it rains.
David, wait, look.
You want to see these?
What?
The new yield figures.
All right.
No, it's good news. Go on, look. The current curve compared with last year.
So?
Over the last week, it's suddenly gone up again. We're now ahead of our target yield and of the same week last year.
Yeah, I see.
Well, don't get too carried away, will you? It's great news. It looks like we're back on track again.
Hiya!
Well, maybe, but it is only 1 week's figures.
Oh, come on. It means we've turned the corner. The grass must be doing its job and pushing up the yield.
So what about it then, Dad? You feeling happier now?
Have you seen these?
Yeah, Mum showed me.
Oh, you tell him, Pip. He won't believe me.
No. I'm not arguing with the figures.
So then, all your hard work and careful management, Dad, it's starting to pay off at last.
Well, it's going in the right direction, thank you.
And with the way the grass is coming on, it can only get better.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Anyway, thanks for bringing this out.
I was hoping it'd cheer you up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it has, love. Right, well, I'm going to drag Bert out of that kitchen.
Oh, wait, Dad, Mum.
Yeah?
Well, you know I mentioned Spencer the other day.
Yeah, of course.
You remember I said we were going out tonight?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to come round at about 6 to pick me up, and I've asked him to come in first and have a cup of tea or something. So, I mean, if you're around...
Yeah, sure. David?
Yeah, I'll make sure I am.
Great.
There we are. Right, careful. Right, just hold him nice and gentle. That's it. Now, put him inside with the others. Right, slowly. That's the way. Now, let him go. Well done. There. He's in with all his friends now. And make sure they've got plenty of feed and water.
Pooh, it's a bit smelly.
Nah, it's all right. I'll keep it nice and clean. You know, plenty of sawdust.
Just like baby Kira. She's smelly too.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's stupid. She cried in the night and woke me up.
Well, all babies can be like that sometimes. Even you when you were little.
No!
Oh, yeah. I remember. But, Kira won't always be a little baby, will she? She'll soon start to crawl around. Then walk, and start learning to talk. Then she'll be like a proper little sister. She'll be a lot more fun when she's bigger. And you never know, one day soon, you might have another little brother or sister.
Now's the grass, there's no need for that.
Oh.
Very Will and George, you know them.
Afternoon.
Hello. It's all right, I've got him on the lead.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. Hello, George. You helping Daddy with his work?
Yeah.
Well done. I won't come too close. I don't want Scruff to worry the chicks.
Yeah. We've just moved a batch out from the incubators.
Right. Well, I'll let you get on. Oh, and don't forget to vote, will you? I know you're busy now, but later
yeah,
on...
Yeah, I'm not sure when I'll be through here, and then we've got George staying over for the night, so...
Nice. Well, I'm sure you'll have fun. But do remember, Will, every vote counts, especially if you'd like to see Ambridge enter the Britain in Bloom contest.
Maybe.
And the polling station stays open until 10 o'clock, so you've still got plenty of time. Bye.
So, how are the lambs?
Oh, none of them quite ready to go yet.
Well, it's still quite early.
Oh, we should be able to send off a batch in a week or so's time.
Bert gone home?
Yeah.
Good. I was afraid he might hang around to meet Pip's new boyfriend.
Oh, he said he was taking Frieda to the supermarket this evening.
Just as well. I wouldn't want Spencer to feel overcrowded.
Well, if he's another Jude clone...
David!
Might help put him off.
No, she said they met at Young Farmers.
Well, that doesn't prove anything.
Well, I hope you're feeling hungry anyway.
You made brownies?
With nuts in, just the way you like them.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, it's your mum's recipe, and I followed it to the letter. She says it's foolproof.
Right.
And, well, we do have something to celebrate.
We do?
The good news about the yields.
Oh, yeah, I know.
David, OK, so we may not be quite out of the woods yet.
No, the yields may be up, but the grass still isn't supplying the energy it ought to. We can't stop feeding extra concentrates.
I know, but...
So we're still making a loss, and if it goes on like this, there's no way we can make a decent profit this year.
If, but that's the worst-case scenario.
It could still happen.
Oh, so could a lot of things. But in a couple of weeks' time...
I'm just being realistic.
No, there's absolutely no reason why we shouldn't be able to phase out the concentrates and start producing some very profitable milk.
They'll probably be in here.
OK.
Oh, must be there.
Yeah, they are. Come on in.
Thanks.
Hello, Ben.
Hiya.
Hi.
Good timing. I've just made the tea.
Oh, great.
So this is...
Oh, Mum, Dad, this is Spencer.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, Spencer. Nice to meet you.
And you, Mrs. Archer.
And my dad.
Hi. Hello.
Mr. Archer. Hello.
I'm Ruth and he's David.
Okay. Pip's told me quite a lot about you.
I just warned him, you know, in case it was too much of a shock.
So, Pip says you met at the YFC?
Yeah, that's right. My folks run a place near Lakey Green.
Really?
So, what kind of place?
Well, we're mostly arable now.
Oh, okay.
So you're farmers too?
Oh, yeah.
Hang on, which side of Lakey Green?
Towards Lower Loxley. Our name's Wilkes.
Oh, right. What, you're Pete Wilkes' son?
Yeah, that's right. Do you know my dad?
Well, we've met.
I knew it. I told you. Dad knows absolutely everyone.
Well, I bump into him now and again. You know, it's not that often.
Yeah, my mum says the same. He's out on the tractor most of the time.
You'd be an arable farmer, hey?
I know your farm too. It's the one that goes down to the river.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, some nice ground.
Okay, let's have some tea, shall we?
Oh, look at her, fast asleep.
Yeah.
So sweet.
She's tired out. Been in to see my gran.
Oh, how is Ivy?
Oh, not too bad, thanks.
I bet she was pleased to see this little one. Aw, I'll try not to wake her.
Oh, it's all right. Don't want her to sleep for too long.
Well, if you're going by the village hall, perhaps now will be a good time to call in and vote.
Oh, no, I'm going straight back home.
Well, it's not far out of your way and it won't take a minute. I do think we all have a responsibility to take part in the democratic process, Emma.
Maybe. I'll have to see how it goes.
All right. Goodness. Busy at number 3.
That's the one that was bought up by Lillian's company, isn't it?
Yes, I know.
They've got the builders doing some renovation work.
And they've got the to let sign up already.
Yeah, from the start of next month, according to Gran.
Well, I'll have to get a move on.
Mum!
Oh, it's George.
Mind, George. Aww. Look where you're going.
Well, I must get down to the shop. So, Emma, do try and vote if you can. Bye.
Bye, Linda.
Mum!
Hello, love. Been having a nice time?
Yeah.
Afternoon.
Hello.
I've been helping Dad.
Oh.
And now we're going to the swings.
Emma.
That sounds brilliant.
Emma, I was going to call you later.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's something I wanted to ask. Well, it's more a suggestion, really.
Go on.
It's about tomorrow. Would it help you if I had George over to stay again?
Tomorrow?
Yeah. I'll pick him up from school, and then he could stay right over till Sunday morning.
Oh, well...
So that'd give you almost the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Well, and it's no trouble.
Well, I don't know. Well, what do you think about that, Georgie?
You want to come and stay with me till Sunday?
Yeah.
He seems quite sure about it.
Well, so is that okay then?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine by me. That'd be a real help. Thanks, Will.
Great. Well, and maybe in the future we could talk about making it more of a regular thing.
Right. Maybe. I'm sure Pip's told you all about our paddock grazing system.
She has mentioned it, yeah.
Yeah, I bored him to death with how great and brilliant it is.
Well, I guess dairy's not exactly your thing.
Oh, no, I did quite a bit at uni. I like working with cows.
Oh, OK.
Well, you must come and see around our parlour sometime.
Well...
What?
Too late, Mummy, already has.
Really?
Well, Spencer popped round one day when you weren't here.
Yeah, Pip gave me the guided tour.
Oh, I'm with you.
And what did you think of it?
Yeah, nice.
It's getting a bit ancient now, but it does the job.
I'm sure. And you've got your feeding system really fine-tuned.
Well, in theory, yes, doesn't always work out.
No system's perfect.
Well, yours seems about as close as you can get.
Thanks. Well done, that was the right answer.
No, I mean it.
I'm only teasing.
Oh, okay.
So, now you've finished uni, what are your plans?
Stay home and work with my dad.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's what I always wanted to do.
So, you don't feel the urge to up sticks and travel?
No. I'm happy where I am.
Okay.
Anyway, my dad would kill me if I tried.
Hey, look, guys, sorry to break this up, but time is getting on.
Oh, yeah.
If we don't head off soon, everyone else will have given up on us.
Yeah, don't let us hold you up.
No, you go off.
Well, it's been really nice to meet you, Mrs. Ruth.
And you. Very nice.
David.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for coming round.
All right, OK. Now I'm going to have to drag you off. Come on.
Bye then. See you again soon,
bye.
I hope.
Fine.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my David. He's such a nice lad.
Yeah.
So easygoing and grounded. Lovely manners. And good looking too.
Ruth, he could have had two heads. He is just so not Jew.
He's so completely opposite. And you can tell he's really fond of Pip.
Yeah.
So, life's not all bad, is it? The yields are up again. Pip's got herself a lovely new boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so.
So, now they've gone, we can leave the boys for a few minutes.
And go where?
Down to the polling station before Linda comes chasing after us. Come on!
There. How's that?
Oh, you got some fluff on your jacket.
Thanks.
You look great.
Well, it's only lunch in the bistro.
Oh, but it's really special. Goodbye to 14 years at Grey Gables.
Yeah, thanks. I'm feeling nervous enough already.
Why?
Oh, speeches, presentations, you know. Don't want to get all emotional.
Oh, go on. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, you're right, I know.
I'm certainly planning to. And do you think I look all right?
Yeah. Perfect.
Didn't want to overdress and show you all up.
You look fabulous. And thanks for coming to support me.
Oh, I wasn't going to miss it. I'm just so glad I could get away in time.
Oh, there you both are.
Hello.
Hello, Hayley. I've just seen Caroline. And they'll be ready for us to go through for our meal in about 10 minutes.
OK.
Well, it's going to be like a double special occasion for us. It's our 10th wedding anniversary tomorrow.
Yes, I heard. Congratulations.
Thanks. Oh, and congratulations to you as well.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Hayley.
Re-elected to the parish council. You must be so pleased.
Well, of course I am. I'm delighted to be given another chance to serve my community. I'm just glad the electorate has given me that opportunity.
And Jill's got into, I heard.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm very pleased about that.
Yeah, me too.
Though, of course, she fully deserved to. She'll make a very hard-working, conscientious parish councillor.
Mind you, it looks as though we're not going to get the referendum results for a while yet.
Oh, yes. I suppose our little contest was rather trivial by comparison.
Oh, I don't know, Linda. Lillian might not agree with you there.
Ah, yes, poor Lillian.
Must have been such a blow for her to lose her seat.
Oh, I'm sure it was, Hayley. Quite a humiliation for her.
So, are you going to call in on your gran again?
Yeah, or, just for a while, when I've done the shopping.
OK.
She's made another little dress for Kira. Like the little yellow one, but in a sort of rose print fabric.
Oh, that's nice. Are you sure Will's OK to get George from school, yeah?
Oh, yeah, it's all arranged.
OK. Well, I thought I might take him out later, have a kick around with him.
What? Take George?
Yeah, well, if I get through milking in good time.
Oh.
Why, is that a problem?
Well,
Ed, that's not very considerate of you.
Hey? What?
Do you have to park there? Nobody else can pull over.
No, I'm not parked. I'm just dropping Emma off.
Oh, yeah. All right. Blame it on the parish council. They should have put up a sign years ago.
Yeah, maybe.
I suppose the voters only get the council they deserve. And that doesn't include me anymore.
Oh.
So you mean...
Don't tell me you hadn't even heard. I lost my seat, darlings.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. And there are only 6 votes in it.
6?
Yeah. Between me and Richard Thwaite. So if just a few more of my supporters had bothered to turn out and vote, we might have seen a very different result.
Oh.
Yeah, it's close.
Did you two get down to the village hall yesterday?
Well, I was going to, but
I was late getting back
Yeah. Never mind the excuses, darlings. It's too late now.
Blimey heck.
She can't blame us.
Don't know if I'd have voted for her anyway.
No.
Right, well, I better get on. I'll be late for milking.
Oh, Ed, about George.
Oh, yeah, and I'll give you a call.
Ed?
Say hi to your gran for us. Oh. I'll see you later.
Quiet. Quiet, please. Can I just say a quick word? I'm sure we all agree with everything Caroline's just said, so I've really nothing to add, except that Roy has not just been my manager. He is a wonderful friend, and I know I'm going to miss him as much as anyone here.
He's not emigrating, Linda.
All right. Now, just one more thing. On behalf of all the staff, as a token of what a great manager Roy's been and how much he's done for us, I'd like to present him with this small gift.
Oh!
Well, I say small, but it's actually too big to put on the table. So, Roy, if you open this envelope, you'll find out what it is.
Oh, okay then. Well, here goes.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Oh. Oh, wow. I can't believe it.
What is it, Roy? Tell us.
A home cinema system. Oh, this is just amazing.
Well, it's all complete. Latest high-tech speakers, the lot.
Oh, isn't that fantastic?
Oh, that is. That's just so generous of you.
Well, we wanted it to be something the whole family could enjoy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Phoebe's is going to love this. And Abby.
Oh, quick cons. Your turn now.
Oh,
Get up and say something.
Yes, Roy. Speech.
Okay. I just don't know what to say. But thanks. Thanks so much for this. It's just, well, it's great, and it's way more than I deserve. But seriously, all of you, my time at Grey Gables has been really special to me. I mean, some of the best years of my life. I'm leaving here.
Emma?
Oh, hello.
Emma, darling, I owe you an apology.
Oh?
Yeah, I shouldn't have been so short with you and Ed. I can't really blame you for what happened yesterday.
Oh, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
If people chose not to vote for me, I could only suppose that somehow my campaign was missing its target.
I think so.
Well, yeah. Though I suspect that there may have been a few dirty tricks going on.
Really? Oh, it's okay. All right, Kira.
Oh, dear, now I'm upsetting the baby.
No, she's fine. She just needs to go home.
Yes, well, I need to go and check on those builders at number 3.
Oh, yeah, I saw they'd started. How are they getting on?
Well, that's what I need to find out. It's quite a big job. They're going to renovate the whole place. Kitchen, bathroom, the whole thing.
Oh, it should be nice.
They promised to do it in double quick time, but you know what builders are like.
Ah, good afternoon.
Oh, Lord, please, no.
Okay, well...
Suppose it had to happen. It's no use. Can't outpace her on that bike.
Oh, get on home then. Bye.
Bye, Emma. Bye.
Lillian. Hello. Oh.
So, you've stopped by to gloat, have you?
Me? Gloat? Good heavens, no. I just wanted to say how sorry I am.
Well, thanks. But I can manage quite well without your sympathy, darling.
Lillian, it was jolly bad luck, honestly. I'd much rather have seen you re-elected than Richard Thwaite.
Really? Well, perhaps if you'd spent less time rubbishing my sponsored wasteland scheme...
Now, that's hardly fair. I can't help it if you and I had an honest difference of opinion.
Oh, and what about the way you hijacked my policy on fast auroral broadband?
Hijacked? Lillian, Robert and I have been vocal on that issue for years.
Fine. But if anyone thinks this result means that Matt and I will no longer have a say in what goes on around here, they're very much mistaken.
look at the size of those speakers. I can't wait to see it all working.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to have to sit down first.
Oh. I knew that last brandy was a bad idea.
It's not just that. I feel a bit, well, shell-shocked, you know? Walking out the place for the last time as manager, leaving it all behind.
Aw, it was such a nice party.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
And you made a lovely speech too.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. I had to reach for the tissues halfway through.
Well, I'm kind of glad it's all over with. Now I can relax and look forward to starting at Lower Loxley. New challenges ahead.
Yeah. Mm. Not quite yet, though. Got the whole weekend off. Mm. And our anniversary meal tomorrow night to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, is Vicky okay to babysit Abby?
Oh, yeah, sure, but she and Mike are both coming round. Looking forward to it. Yeah. And I asked Kate. She's quite happy to have Phoebs for the night.
Yeah? Well, no surprise there, eh?
No. I'm still worried about her, Roy.
Phoebs?
This whole South Africa thing, you know.
Why? What's she been saying?
She still doesn't talk about much else. And she's on the internet all the time, messaging Nolly and her friends over there.
It won't last.
And he's always like, when I go back and when I see Mandisa again.
OK.
When, not if.
Come on, Hayley. I mean, she had a holiday of a lifetime. She's bound to be excited about it still.
Well, I suppose.
And it's nice she's still in touch with the friend she made there.
I know.
I wouldn't worry too much. I mean, she just needs to get it out of her system.
You think?
Yeah. She'll soon come back down to earth again. You'll see.
Then I'm just coming out of grounds and she comes up to me and makes this big apology.
What, I should think so. She was well out of order.
Well, I thought it was big of her, really. She's feeling pretty upset about the whole thing.
Yeah?
You know who else didn't get in?
Oh.
Hilary Noakes.
Oh, Ambridge's most hated woman.
So it was just her and Lillian.
Oh, she must have been gutted then.
Yeah, don't think it helped. So, everything all right with the cows?
Yeah, yeah, fine. Not back quite as soon as I hoped,
oh,
but...
Oh, you're not too bad. It was good timing. I've just finished making the tea.
Okay.
Oh, can you keep Keir happy for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
She's had her feed. I just think she wants a bit of attention.
Hey, what's this, eh? Look what I got here. You've been a good girl today, haven't you?
She's been a noisy girl.
No.
Oh, sausage, egg and chips. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's great. Then I'll see if George wants to... Emma, where is he? Where's George?
Oh,
don't say Will's not brought him home yet. What's he playing
at? Oh, Ed, it's not Will's fault.
What's going on?
Me and Will talked yesterday and he's offered to have George stay over.
What? What, again?
Well, he was really keen. And so was Georgie.
Well, so you said yes?
Well, it's a big help. It means less work for me.
Emma? You just don't get it, do you?
What do you mean?
Look, Will's not doing this to help you out, to make your life easy. He's got a real agenda
you
here.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. Isn't it obvious? He knows you're busy with Kira, so he's just taking advantage. He's trying to get as much time with George as he can.
Well, even if he is, does it matter?
Yes. Yes, it does, to me. Look, Will's got no right to do this.
I don't see why she gets so upset about it.
Well, because this is George's home, not Casanueva. He should be back here now with his sister where he belongs.
He'll be home on Sunday.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go straight up there now and fetch him back.
Ed, no, he'll be all right. Why can't you just leave it, please?
Well, yeah, looks like I'll just have to, won't I?
What do you love about The Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.